Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week on what the Spirit is saying to the church. And I was sharing some personal realities and answers to prayer in terms of where I do live, that we have seen, because of our small local prayer group, some really wonderful answers to prayer. And God is moving. What He is saying to us as a people, that every one of us, I believe, are being commissioned by the Holy Spirit to come into a spirit of prayer and to intercede for the lost, to pray for revival in our nation. There is so much evil abounding in our nation. It's heartbreaking to listen to the news broadcast, but beloved, it's only going to be a move of God that will lift a standard against this onslaught, this flood of the enemy that has come in. I believe Scripture is going to be revealed. I don't believe we are going to bring a kingdom of heaven on earth by our own efforts. That will only come when the Lord Jesus Christ returns, because Paul said, in end times, perilous times will come, wicked men will wax worse and worse, but the church in this season, these end of days, will become more glorious, will be walking in the power and the anointing of God, such as we have never known before. And beloved, God is commissioning His people to pray. Individually, you may not even have someone you can pray with, but pray and ask God to raise up someone you can, to have a partner in prayer, or to perhaps become part of a prayer group. For years, I've been wanting to be a part of a prayer group where there could be intercession for the nations of the world, for our nation, for the body of Christ, to see souls saved. And God moved within the last couple years to bring that into reality. And God is moving across the land. There are bodies of believers that are coming together and praying. And beloved, that's what it's going to do. In all the revivals of the past, it began by people getting serious with God and praying as never before, asking God to allow the searchlight of His Word to search our own lives, to see if there's anything that's displeasing to the Lord, to pray that God restore the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, to the body of Christ, that we can call out to God in humility and repentance. That, beloved, that's how every revival has ever started. And we have to be grieved for the lukewarmness, for the sins, for the things that are happening in the church, the enemy is doing all that he can to attack Christianity, and there are some churches that have just gone totally apostate, major divisions in the denominations, and it all centers around, quite simply, do you believe the Word of God is inerrant and absolute, or do you believe concessions making adjustments so the Word can be more relevant for the times in which we're living? So it's either you believe the Word the way we have it, or that there are concessions that need to be made, and that is dividing the nominal churches, beloved, the denominational churches. And so we have to take a stand individually. Are we doing all that we can? Are we yielded to the Lord? And I've been sharing just in very general ways. We know the early church was on fire. Signs and they preached the Word of God with signs following. Amen? That's what God wants for us today. But we have to be willing to be in the place that we are seeking God with all of our heart, We're asking God to cleanse our own lives from wickedness and iniquity. David said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Search me, O God, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Beloved, what applied to the heroes of the Bible applies to us. And we looked at how the church went through the dark ages. God always had a people who loved him. There may have been a small remnant, but it wasn't until the time of the Protestant Reformation, if you will, men like Huss and Wycliffe and Luther and Fox and Wesley, Darby, Muller, Moody, Evan Roberts, Smith Wigglesworth, and others, that God has brought the message of the just shall live by faith and the power of God and miracles back to the church. God has been able to bring forth and give a fresh outpouring of the Holy Spirit and a revelation of his word. Sooner or later, though, in every case, we've stopped just short of the full goal. And although these men gained much ground and experienced tremendous blessing, as a group, if you will, each ceased to go forward as a body and completely returned to the early New Testament standard and realization. And today we can see the different companies or camps, if you will, that in the line of restoration God has brought out in the church since the Middle Ages. We can see where they ceased to go forward with God. The major denominations were all birthed in the power of God. But when they began to mill around in a circle, that's where their, if you will, spiritual carcasses fell in the wilderness as a body. And whenever we cease to go forward and keep on the offensive for God, we stop and die as a people. In fact, a movement is no longer a movement when it stops moving. It may continue to increase in numbers or in wealth, but that is not necessarily a sign of life and power with God. But the Spirit, beloved, is saying to the church today, there is a work of restoration that is happening. It is being done. And we could say, if you will, a Gideon band is forming again today. You remember the story of Gideon? I won't take the time to turn, but it was a time in which this Gideon, he was threshing wheat in a wine press, hiding from the Philistines, and God called him. And he said he would give him victory. And they had thousands of the Israelites come. It was like 30,000. And then it was reduced. Those who were fearful went home. And it was like 10,000. And finally, God reduced them to such a place where there were only 300 men. They were tried and chosen by the way they lapped water, whether they lifted their hand, the water in their hand, or else and lapped it, or if they just bent down and drunk from the water, as a dog would lick. And so God was able to give great victory through Gideon's band of 300 warriors. Well, God is doing that today. God is bringing up a remnant who have faith, who have vision. That the faith is rising. I sense, even as I'm preaching, some of you are being so stirred to say, yes, that's what we need. We need revival. Lord, we're going to pray and believe you. Another visitation from God is coming, beloved, and only a praying, consecrated band of Christians can bring about this move. God has not changed, and it comes. If you knock, it'll be open to you. If you seek, you will find. If you ask, it shall be given to you. Those are the words of Jesus, and it's not changed. There's not some magic formula for revival. There's not some special schedule or some way. It's just by coming together in the sincerity of the Spirit, in the unity of the faith. You know, those of the mixed multitude won't be in it, for they're too carnal and too fleshly, just like, you know, it was the mixed multitude that came out from Egypt that caused problems for the Israelites. God said, the precious seed has been germinated, and people are starting to bear forth fruit, beloved, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. The cry of the people is ascending to the Lord. He's responding. The Spirit is saying to the church, he's ready to pour out the rain, the former rain and the latter rain. When we want it, beloved, when we are in a place we're crying out to God, then we're in a condition to receive it. God is waiting on us. Praise God. Hear what the word of the Lord says in Ezekiel, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to read 3 verses, verses 4 through 6. This was in the time of Ezekiel, and there was great abomination. God opened his eyes. He took him into the spirit, into Jerusalem, and he saw the corruption, even with the priesthood. He was horrified. And he said in verse 4, and the Lord said, well, maybe I should read verse 3, and the glory of the Lord of Israel was gone up from the cherub whereupon he was to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in the midst thereof. And beloved, I believe that's happening. I truly believe that's happening in this hour in which we're living. What he did back then, God is doing now. He is marking down those who fear the Lord. And in verse 5, and to the others, he said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and the little children and women. But come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they began at the ancient men which were before the house. Judgment begins, beloved, at the house of the Lord. May we be found with our garments white, washed in the blood of the Lamb. May we be found weeping between the porch and the altar, crying out for in repentance and in humility, asking God to spare his people. Beloved, the plan of God, the purposes of God, the ways of the Lord have not changed. Are you willing? Lord, we pray that those who have ears to hear will hear what the Spirit is saying to the church in this hour, crying out for in repentance and for revival. May it be so. Grant it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining me. This has been, it's been a heart-rending message because I can feel God's Spirit crying out, and he's touching many of you, and I believe we're going to see an outpouring such as we've ever known all the days of our lives. As I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests, then also give our contact information. I love you and am in prayer for you every day. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.